Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Hyacinth, also called Jacek. And from Italy, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a composer, preacher, and musician who is currently in the mountains of Abruzzo. His preaching today is entitled Host and Guest, Welcoming and Receiving.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. What a wonderfully familiar gospel this is. Chapter 19 of St. Matthew, and actually in chapter 10 of St. Mark, it's even stronger. When the disciples rebuked the parents of the children wanting to be blessed by Jesus, it says that Jesus became indignant. He was actually furious with his own followers and said, "Do not get in their way." In other words, get out of the way, guys. In this gospel, we have heard it and used it many times for baptisms of children, for first communions of children. It's been a wonderful gospel to use for such occasions, and as such, is definitely geared toward children, to help them feel the welcome of Jesus, to help them feel and know that God wants them and God wants to receive them, to help them know that they will always be included and welcomed. For us, though, as adults, as we hear it, I think we need to hear that and model our lives, of course, as ministers, on that of Jesus, that we are the host and we are welcoming, but we also have to hear him tell us, "You must also know how to be guest. You must also know how to receive." Host and guest, welcoming and receiving. Jesus shows such incredible sensitivity, creativity, imagination. He shows an openness to these children who represent powerlessness. They have nothing to give him. They have nothing to contribute other than their interest in him or their family's interest in him. And yet he is so open to receiving them. We learn from Jesus his generosity of time. You didn't need to make an appointment to see Jesus. There was no need for Jesus to check his calendar and to fit them in before he was willing to address their needs. It was a wonderful example of spontaneity, a wonderful example of inclusivity, an example of welcome that seemed to know no bounds. The culture of the time, the church of the time, the temple would have been that families didn't just bring their children up to a rabbi as important as Jesus without going through the proper channels. And yet, Jesus didn't require proper channels. Jesus didn't require that one have the proper credentials before he received them. He was the perfect host. He was gracious. He was welcoming. He gave them what they wanted. And all it was a blessing from someone who was so well-known and powerful. I'm always struck by the way Pope Francis does that very same thing. You always see him reach out to children, especially when in the audience he sees a child with special needs. You always see him reach out to them, take them into his arms and embrace them. I love when he's in the papal hall giving an audience and a little kid somehow gets on stage and runs up to him to hug him. He never shushes them away. He always welcomes them to stay with him. I guess all popes have probably been that gracious when a child approaches. But the other side of the gospel, in addition to our imitating his kind of hosting, his kind of welcome, the other side of the gospel is the part we play when we are guests, when we are the receiving end. When we are the children, it's about our receptivity to being helped. It's about our humility. It's about our willingness to be vulnerable and to acknowledge need in our lives. I don't know about you, but I have experienced some adults who never want to express that they need anyone's help. I've even experienced religious who would never want to acknowledge the need for help. I've even experienced myself who thinks that he can achieve without needing another's help. My friends, this gospel invites us not only to model Jesus in how we host and welcome others into the church, into our ministry, those seeking blessing. This gospel invites us to humble ourselves enough to receive a blessing ourselves. This gospel invites us to rethink our need for help and not to be so proud as to feel we don't need the help of others. It invites us to humility and to receptivity and to acknowledging our own need. This is a great gospel for baptisms and first communions. It's a great gospel for making sure children know that they are included. But it is also one of the toughest gospels adults will ever hear. Because it's a gospel telling us to make sure that we not only host and welcome, but that we know how to be guests and that we know how to receive, because we too are vulnerable and we too need to receive from Jesus what we sometimes give. In the name of Jesus, let's take this gospel in both ways. Let us be host when God wants us to be host. And let us be guest when God welcomes us to receive.